getting aboard our favorite boat, the budding relationship. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny's What Happened, presented by Pure Salon on Star 102.5.
Our listener, Gabe, is confused. He's not sure why this woman, Chloe, is ghosting him. He wants our help trying to find out what happened, so we're going to see if we can do that this morning. Let's talk to him first. Hi, Gabe. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Doing really great, man.
Good, good. All right, so tell us about Chloe. What is it that you liked about her?
Oh, man, Chloe is number one. She's just insanely hot, and she has an incredibly dry sense of humor, which I love.
Okay.
All right. All right. Nice. And so what did you do on your date?
Well, she actually minored in musical theater, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to let her show off, and we went to karaoke.
Okay. Oh, that's brave.
And did she live up to expectations?
Oh, she totally rocked the house. Like, she killed it. They were, like, begging her for more. She did a second song. It was awesome.
So she made you look bad? Is that what happened?
Oh, well, to be honest, like, anyone can make me look bad. I'm very easy to show up. I actually had to talk my way through Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones track.
Oh, God.
But I prepared her. I really did. I prepared her to be underwhelmed. So it wouldn't be a shock.
Did he just say, I prepared her to be underwhelmed? Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. So far, so good, it sounds. How'd everything else go?
It was great, man. None of the other singers knew their way around the track like her. After a little bit, we switched over to another place. We got some food. We got some drinks. It was just a really nice night.
Okay. And nothing came up that sticks out to you as maybe the reason she's not getting back to you?
Oh, my gosh, brother. I have been banging my head on the wall for a week trying to figure it out, and there's nothing.
All right. And you've tried contacting her, and she's not getting back to you?
Yeah, just twice. I'd say the other day I wanted to congratulate her on being the best singer that night. And then, like, a few days later, I called to see if she was free over the weekend. And then that was it. She just never got back to me.
That's a good follow-up text, the whole, were the best singer. Congratulations. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right. Well, it all sounds good to us so far. But we're going to put you on hold now, Gabe, because we've got a hold of Chloe. She's on hold right now. She hasn't heard what you've told us. We're going to let you listen in as we get her side of things. And then we'll bring you back on with her and see how things go from there. Okay.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, hang on, Gabe. And now let's get Chloe's side of the story. Hey, Chloe, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're good. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny over at Star 102.5. We do our segment called What Happened on our show, and it's where someone says, hey, I'm being ghosted. They won't answer me. Will you help? And we heard from Gabe. He's been trying to get a hold of you. You sound like you know who we're talking about.
I sure do.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he says you sing great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Well, you know, I need to warm up a little before I can sing for you.
Yes. Okay. Mornings are tough to sing.
Sure. I get it. All right. Exactly. So, you know, he really seems to like you and was hoping to go out again. How about you? Are you interested in seeing him again?
You know, he's a good guy, but his fashion sense caused me to friend zone him immediately.
Oh, okay.
Into the friend zone we go.
Got it. We'll take a break here for just a second. If you can hang on a second for us, Chloe, we'll come back and see exactly what was so bad about his fashion as we try to find out what happened between Gabe and Chloe.
Hey!
We agreed once, and it was terrifying. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5.